Hey, whatever it takes, man.
It's all about winning, all right? Winning on three. One, two, three, win!
Celebrating the heroes of Foxborough's past.
And with a good block. Look at Grover. All the way. Watch the block of number 73, John Hanna.
The champions of the dynastic era.
And a Vinatieri moves a 48-yard field goal. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions.
The Patriots of tomorrow.
We're going to remove entitlement from our football team. We're going to earn the right to be here every single day.
And the fans whose faith never wavers.
Let's go!
This is Six Rings and Football Things.
Welcome to Six Rings. Megan Ottolini here, coming to you right after Patriots training camp day 18. I'm joined today by Sophie Weller of Patriots Wire from USA Today. So, Sophie, I think just from the jump, especially after what a lot of us reported yesterday, what a lot of people are wondering about is how you feel Drake is looking right now. I'm going to go from the top rope here and say, everybody calm down. Yes, he threw two interceptions to Robert Spillane yesterday, and one of them in sevens was inexplicable. At the time we were joking in the bleachers, I was like, does he think Robert Spillane is a ghost? He's trying to throw through him to the end zone. But to me, the most important thing about training camp continues to be joint practices. And in joint practices, Drake May has been very good to great. So I don't think it's time to ring alarm bells, as I've seen in some of my social media mentions. But I'll ask you, how do you think he looked today and yesterday and where he's at in his progress in camp?
Yeah, I think yesterday was definitely a rough day for the entire offense, Drake included. I think they stepped it up a little bit more today. It's still not exactly where you want it to be. But the one thing I will say that I agree with you with is that I think he's more of a game guy. Like, you will see this. He will step up in games. He will be the Drake May everyone wants to see in games. And I kind of remember this from last year in practice. He's making those mistakes, which you want to happen in practice, because Josh is right there, Vrabel's right there, and they're yelling at him. They're making sure that those mistakes don't happen again. So if there's any time to make the two, you know, throw two interceptions to Robert Spillane, it's yesterday when there's, you know, nothing matters except fixing that. So I definitely think I'm with you with the calm down. Drake's gonna be fine. It's kind of, you know, it's a whole new offense too. Like, give him a little grace time. No, everyone has said Josh McDaniels, Kayshawn Booty said it today. It's not an easy offense to learn. It's a lot of technical stuff. And Drake's a second-year quarterback in this league. It's not like he's, you know, a 10-year vet who's used to this all. This is a lot of change for him, and I think he's handling it really well. And week one, I'm pretty sure we'll see the Drake that everyone wants to see.
I think fans are hopeful with that, seeing Las Vegas in week one. Today we talked to the three top running backs who are rotating throughout with the ones in practice. We got Ramondre Stevenson and Antonio Gibson with a little dual threat in media. I think Antonio Gibson felt like Ramondre Stevenson jumped him in line, so he just jumped in on his media veil, and Trevion Henderson on the other side. Trevion Henderson giving fans a lot of reasons to be excited about his rookie season. But what are you seeing from the run game so far? And do you think it's going to be enough to take some of the burden off Drake May's shoulders, especially early in the season as the offense continues to adjust and really come together, especially behind an offensive line that's not settled yet?
Yeah, I definitely have more faith in the running game than I did last season, especially considering, I think with Ramondre, we're not getting a full sample size yet because he's clearly working through something. He's been in a red non-contact jersey for 2 days now. So we're really not getting that. But I think I've always thought that Antonio Gibson really stepped up last season, given everything, and he's already looking great this during the preseason. I think. And then, of course, there's Trevion Henderson, who, you know, there's not enough good things to say about right now. His speed, his catching ability, all of that. I think they have three running backs on this roster that have the ability to change the game. And they all have very special skills, which is, I think, actually credit to the coaching staff that they did, is that all three have the ability to change the game in their own way. So I think even without the offensive line, you have Drake, who I'm sure will still have his design, you know, designs or not runs, but he will, you know, the burden will be off of him a little bit, because last season there was no run game. This season, I think you have the ability to have a very strong run game.
And I think a signature of McDaniel's offenses we're seeing out here. A lot of play action, and especially as camp goes on, I don't think it's a secret that Travion Henderson is a part of that, because once teams are going to see what a threat he can be, it gives you kind of a different look and what you can do then turning to someone like an Austin Hooper or a Hunter Henry on that little out route or that screen that we've seen so often work when you have these complementary pieces, not just within the running back room, as you said, having three very different types of running backs, but the look that that can give you for your offense. Let's go to the offensive line, because something I was charting today, of course, the continued rotations at left guard. You get Ben Brown in there at times. You have Jared Wilson still in there. What do you attribute, I don't want to say the falling off, because I think of Jared Wilson is unfair to him, because a lot of us in the media propped him up so high by the second week of camp, and you get Caden Wallace saying like he's really effing good, and everyone goes, okay, this is awesome. They totally solved a hole that was left by somebody like Sidy Soe or Cole Strange on their offensive line, and it's just never that simple. But why do you think that he's been taken out of that place right next to Will Campbell? Is it just a rookie kind of up and down, you know, taking his lumps through experience?
Yeah, I definitely think it's the rookie thing. I think also that when we were hyping him up so much, we hadn't seen him in joint practices. We were watching him go against his own defensive line, and they're never going to fully push each other like to the extent, because they don't want to risk injury in practice. When you throw him in a joint practice situation, they're going at it. Like, that's, you know, they're trying to beat each other. They're trying to get around. So I think when he was put in more of like a game-like situation, he was getting beat more, and that's kind of where those rookie struggles showed themselves, whereas they weren't before. You also have two rookies on the left side, which is not an easy thing to do. I mean, playing a rookie next to a veteran on the offensive line is a hard thing, let alone two. And one thing David Andrews said to me, my first season covering this team, that has always stood with me, is that the offensive line is one of the hardest positions, because it is five players who have to play as one. And I think that's kind of forgotten sometimes, that you're looking at these individual performances, but no, these guys have to hone in on their skills and then make sure it complements the guys around them. And I think that Jared Wilson's new to this team. He's still honing in on his individual skills, so he's not quite getting there that he can, you know, go mesh with the line. But I think it will come. And I give credit to Ben Brown. He's really stepped up when they needed him to, especially considering that his main position was center and he was willing to make the move to guard. I mean, he said he played a little bit in college, but it's very different to make that move now. And I think that he's kind of that player that they can put anyway. They were putting him at center when Garrett Bradbury was out. They're putting him at left guard with Jared Wilson, and that is a huge thing for the coaching staff to have someone like that who is kind of like a plug-and-play guy.
Yeah, I think Vrabel did a great job answering this after the preseason game on Saturday when he said that they don't have a clear answer as to what the offensive line is going to be when you go up against the Raiders. And I think that's fair. And this rotation at left guard has become a really big question. Early in camp, we were looking at some miscommunications or just missed exchanges with the center position. And so I think he's been pretty frank about trying to figure out what's happening there. And for me, this offensive line, the biggest thing is Will Campbell is taking every snap at left tackle. I mean, the up and down, you know, responses to Will Campbell and how well he's doing and fans being concerned, he's your left tackle. Like, they don't have another plan there. And so they're trying to get him up to speed as quickly as possible. And he said to me yesterday, the only way to do that is through on-field experience. And so it's going to be getting up to that play speed of the NFL. And he's out there every snap. I just wonder, can they get to a point where they were 29th in the league last year to being in the low 20s? Is that an attainable goal that they can have by midway through the season? Because if they do, I think you can look at an offense that's scoring a lot more than they were the last couple of years. But it's actually a pretty big ask for them to go from 29th to 22 or 21, even with all the work they did in the offseason.
I think mid-season point is a very attainable goal. You know, I don't think week one you're going to come out of the gate and it's going to be perfection at every level. But yeah, I think you have Will Campbell. That's your left tackle. And also, listen, the season will be one thing, but I haven't seen anything that concerns me about arm length. I don't think I ever want to hear that argument ever again at this point. He's been all over, guys. And the one thing that he said to me too yesterday that stood out was, like, he loved going against the Vikings. He was getting beat.
Yeah, Bernard ate his lunch a couple times.
Yeah, I think he took that lunch money right from him, actually. But he loved it. I mean, because it made him a better player. And the defensive line was saying that all summer, too, is, like, when he would get beat on one-on-ones, the first thing he would do is go up to Keon White and be like, hey, what did you see from me on that play? How can I be better? And that's all you can ask for in a rookie tackle who's kind of your franchise guy right now at that position. So I agree. I think Morgan Moses, that's kind of a concern too for me right now on the at right tackle, because I feel like I've seen Moses struggle a little bit more than I would like to see early on. And also the health, you know, he's a vet in the league. He's an older guy in the league. And I don't know if you can get 17 games out of him. So you have to make sure that you have someone who can slot in. I've liked what I've seen from Marcus Bryant, but then you're having three rookies playing together if Jared Wilson is also your left guard. So I think the midway point is the perfect kind of line for them, because I don't think you're looking at weeks 1 and 3 to have, like, this perfectly meshed group that knows exactly how to play together.
Yeah, Morgan Moses, it's kind of an interesting outlier on this team when you talk about the age. Something that's brought up with Steph Diggs, too, and these are guys in their early to mid-30s. We are a long way away from the Brady days when we be talking about the maintenance that some of these guys are having, because, guys, this is a young team. It's a really young team, and you're putting a lot of responsibility on guys who are entering their first year in the league and their second year in the league. So we'll see how they handle that, and we probably won't see very much of it Thursday against the Giants. I wouldn't expect to see a ton from your starters, but still a lot to look for those bubble players. So continue following along with us on Six Rings and WEEI.com. This has been Sophie Weller from Patriots Wire. Thanks so much, Sophie.
Thanks for having me.